Hello, it's Mike Robb, and welcome to The Point, where all parts of pop culture come together. Remember this guy?
Leave Benny alone!
That's Chris Crocker, internet sensation from 4 years ago, back with a brand new HBO documentary. And he's here to talk about that. In the meantime, here come the San Diego premiums. Look out for those. And another comic book store reality show on the way. Let's get to The Point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Remember this guy?
Leave Benny alone!
His name is Chris Crocker, and 4 years ago, he made an early internet sensation with a YouTube video called Leave Britney Alone. Chris is back again, this time as the subject of an HBO documentary called Me at the Zoo. So we ask, why a documentary?
I was interested in doing a documentary because I've been seen as a crying lunatic for, you know, the greater part of the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I just wanted to tell my story and show people I've been doing videos for a while and I've had a fan base for a while and there's a reason I do my videos.
So over the past 4 years, what else has Chris been involved with?
A lot has changed since I made the Leave Britney Alone video. You know, I was 19 years old at the time. I'm 24, going to be 25 now. And my priorities have changed. You know, I'm not like obsessed with pop culture or pop music or anything the way I once was as a teenager, for sure. I'm definitely, you know, I'm into poetry. I'm reading my Sylvia Plath, you know. So, you know, a lot's changed. My interests have changed. I don't know. I work out a lot. I'm kind of boring now. So,
any more videos?
I still do videos. It's not my main focus. I do music now. I guess that's worth mentioning. I've sold almost 100,000 songs with no label. So I do music independently, and my producers are in New York, and we do songs, and they sell pretty good. So I do that now.
Even in the space of 4 years, a lot's changed on the internet, especially with video and YouTube. Any reaction to that?
It's kind of a blessing and a curse, because when I first started making videos, you know, it was much more free. You could do more on YouTube. So I think the problem is that now YouTube is, you know, going to production companies and everything's just becoming so Disney Channel. But in the beginning, you couldn't make money, but you could feel rewarded in a different kind of way because it was just so free. And I don't know, it was more of a community to me back then. So I miss the heydays of just being able to be yourself, pick up a camera and not have to edit your videos and just put it out there. So, and I kind of miss it.
So in all this time, has Chris been approached at all by the mainstream media?
Well, you know, I mean, I've done a lot more over the past 2 years than people realize. I've done a lot of TV shows and stuff like that. Just here and there, I've done Tosh.0. I mean, just things like that. I've had my video in like a movie, Meet the Spartans, and like little things. And also, too, I do a lot of stuff for websites. I do videos for websites for their advertising and stuff like that. So here and there, I make my money from things just sort of sporadically. So, but as far as Hollywood goes, I've gotten a lot of show offers just because the documentary is coming out, and there's always going to be people, when you have something new and exciting, they want to, you know, kind of give you the thumbs up. But I'm also a really controversial figure, and once people realize I have nude pictures out there and things like that, they kind of lose interest.
Living the part of a literal overnight sensation, I asked Chris, what were the best and the worst parts of all of it?
Well, I was 19. The best part for me, I guess it was exciting getting to leave my small hometown and, you know, go to New York City and film the Maury Show or something, you know what I mean? So it was the traveling and, like, you know, I had never left my hometown, really. So I'm from a really small town, and, like, getting to come to, like, New York and places like that, and then L.A. for the reality show that I filmed that got canceled, that stuff was really exciting and, like, an adrenaline rush for me. And then the worst part, of course, was falling flat on my face and losing all of that and going back to my hometown and feeling really unaccomplished and like an embarrassment. So I don't know, but I'm glad all of those things have happened. There would be no HBO documentary and I wouldn't have the as much perspective as I do now on a lot of things with fame and the addiction to it and just pop culture in general. I've learned a lot just about people and myself.
What do you encourage other kids to follow his lead?
You know, it's hard to say because what was so uniquely my outlet, I wouldn't necessarily advise other kids to do because you have to have a really strong sense of self to put yourself out there and have darts thrown at you by hundreds of thousands of people in comments. So, but I mean, the main thing is just finding an outlet. It doesn't necessarily have to be YouTube or something public, but, you know, but that's kind of the problem. A lot of kids have journals and stuff, but, and that's, you know, and I've told people in other interviews, it's one thing to write a poem and keep that to yourself, but the thing that was so liberating for me about YouTube was knowing that people could hear it if they wanted to. And I think a lot of kids want to feel heard. It's not necessarily just about getting the feelings out to themselves. They want to feel listened to. And so, you know, I think a lot of kids, you know, and I know this is like, you know, some people might not agree, but I think a lot of kids do need counselors and they need therapists to talk to. I had a therapist from the time I was 14 to 16 years old, and it really helped me. So it's about finding an outlet and also having someone to talk to, I think.
The HBO documentary, Me at the Zoo, now showing on HBO, and you can get more info on Facebook under Me at the Zoo and on HBO.com. Let's get to the very latest in pop culture. Looks like Cher is headed to Broadway. Well, sort of. Cher, along with a group of Broadway producers, are putting together a musical based on her life. All stages of it. In fact, Cher says that three different actresses will portray her at three different parts in her life. Cher is also involved in the writing of the production, and again, the hope is to get it headed to Broadway. Looks like the next big Marvel event is War, and who that involves? Well, at this point, it seems to be something involving the Avengers and Spider-Man as well. It's all to be revealed at a big panel at Comic-Con coming up in a couple of weeks. Some sources say this new Marvel Comics event will pick up right at the end of Avengers vs. X-Men late this year. New York-based comic book retail store Midtown Comics is following in the steps of Kevin Smith and getting a reality show, or at least a one-hour special, that'll air on the Nat Geo channel, the National Geographic cable channel, on July 13th. It seems to be like a one-time, one-hour show, but then again, you never know from here. It'll be similar to what happened with Comic Book Heroes, following the staff of the store and their interaction with customers as well. And of course, it falls at a very good time, right in the middle of Comic-Con. Let the Comic-Con coverage begin right here with the first You Gotta Have item that'll be hitting the floor this year. And that is Marvel vs. Capcom, the official complete works. It's a 200-page collection of just about everything involving the video game giant. Everything it's been for the past, well, 20 or more years, from 1993 right up through 2012. There's original artwork, sketches, and a lot of bonus material as well, all the way from that first Punisher game back in 1993 to the very latest Marvel vs. Capcom 3 from this year as well. And of course, there's a special edition that'll be sold only at Comic-Con. That goes on sale on the floor of the convention for preview night, Wednesday, July 11th. There have been plenty of music lists out there, the top 200 songs, the top 500 songs, and the worst of each as well, and just about everything in between. How about the 40 greatest band names of all time? That's been decided by the staff of Spin Magazine and posted on their website. Some of your favorites, or maybe not, are there. We'll give you one quick spoiler. Number one best band name of all time, according to Spin, is Motorhead. Check out the whole list at spin.com.
The Point Radio. What's cool.
In your effort to beat the heat this week, well, the first stop obviously is going to be on Wednesday in your local comic store to grab some fun stuff to take to the beach or better yet back inside to the air conditioning. Author BC Cast has brought her vampire novels, House of Night, to comics, and now there's a collection of the issues all in one hardcover version in case you missed those. It's a beautiful package from the folks at Dark Horse. You may want to check that out. Another Before Watchmen title this week. This time, Night Owl begins a four-issue run. And if you want to visit DC's past, the recent past, there's an Infinite Crisis omnibus hardcover out this week. And if you got $150 to spend, well, it could be yours. Second issue of the Star Trek Next Generation Doctor Who crossover. Assimilation is what it's called. Number one sold out, but there is a second printing available in comic stores. And from Marvel, Fatale, the trade paperback, Death Chases Me. Great work by Ed Brubaker, and you got to check this out. I know people have probably been telling you to read Fatale. Well, here's your chance to read the first run and then go back and pick up some of the issues of what's going on currently in the title. And also from Marvel, a Hit Girl number one, John Romita, Mark Millar, carry over from Kick-Ass here with a five-issue series. It begins now. Check all these out in your local comic stores. Numbers of ways to do that if you want to find a new place to shop. One is to call the Comic Book Locator Service, 1-888-COMIC-BOOK, or there's a free app available right now in the iTunes App Store. The Point. That's it for now. We're back in a couple of days, and between now and then, as always, we cover all the pop culture you need to know on The Point Radio. Take us along with us anywhere you go. Download the new app, TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to The Point on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Droid, or BlackBerry as well. Details at GetThePointRadio.com. This podcast, produced twice every week by Malcontent Media for sites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. Lots of places to leave comments there. You can write us direct at listen at GetThePointRadio.com. You can comment and follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter as well at The Point Radio. And then we'll see you back here in a couple of days. Get the-